Farmer Power, The Roots of Guns, Germs, and Steel. As a teenager, I spent the summer of 1956 in Montana, working for an elderly farmer named Fred Hershey. Born in Switzerland, Fred had come to southwestern Montana as a teenager in the 1890s and proceeded to develop one of the first farms in the area. At the time of his arrival, much of the original Native American population of hunter-gatherers was still living there. My fellow farmhands were, for the most part, tough whites whose normal speech featured strings of curses and who spent their weekdays working so that they could devote their weekends to squandering their week's wages in the local saloon. Among the farmhands, though, was a member of the Blackfoot Indian tribe named Levi, who behaved very differently from the coarse miners, being polite, gentle, responsible, sober, and well-spoken. He was the first Indian with whom I had spent much time, and I came to admire him. It was therefore a shocking disappointment to me when, one Sunday morning, Levi too staggered in drunk and cursing after a Saturday night binge. Among his curses, one has stood out in my memory. "Damn you, Fred Hershey, and damn the ship that brought you from Switzerland." It poignantly brought home to me the Indian's perspective on what I, like other white school children, had been taught to view as the heroic conquest of the American West. Fred Hershey's family was proud of him, as a pioneer farmer who had succeeded under difficult conditions. But Levi's tribe of hunters and famous warriors had been robbed of its lands by the immigrant white farmers. How did the farmers win out over the famous warriors? For most of the time since the ancestors of modern humans diverged from the ancestors of the living great apes, around 7 million years ago, all humans on Earth fed themselves exclusively by hunting wild animals and gathering wild plants, as the Blackfeet still did in the 19th century. It was only within the last 11,000 years that some peoples turned to what is termed food production, that is, domesticating wild animals and plants and eating the resulting livestock and crops. Today, most people on Earth consume food that they produced themselves or that someone else produced for them. At current rates of change, within the next decade, the few remaining bands of hunter-gatherers will abandon their ways, disintegrate, or die out, thereby ending our millions of years of commitment to the hunter-gatherer lifestyle. Different peoples acquired food production at different times in prehistory. Some, such as Aboriginal Australians, never acquired it at all. Of those who did, some, for example the ancient Chinese, developed it independently by themselves, while others, including ancient Egyptians, acquired it from neighbors. But as we'll see, food production was indirectly a prerequisite for the development of guns, germs, and steel. Hence, geographic variation in whether or when the peoples of different continents became farmers and herders explains to a large extent their subsequent contrasting fates. Before we devote the next 6 chapters to understanding how geographic differences in food production arose, this chapter will trace the main connections through which food production led to all the advantages that enabled Pizarro to capture Atahualpa and Fred Hershey's people to dispossess Levi's. The first connection is the most direct one. Availability of more consumable calories means more people. Among wild plant and animal species, only a small minority are edible to humans or worth hunting or gathering. Most species are useless to us as food for one or more of the following reasons. They are indigestible, like bark, poisonous, monarch butterflies and deathcap mushrooms, low in nutritional value, jellyfish, tedious to prepare, very small nuts, difficult to gather, larvae of most insects, or dangerous to hunt, rhinoceroses. Most biomass, living biological matter, on land is in the form of wood and leaves, most of which we cannot digest. By selecting and growing those few species of plants and animals that we can eat, so that they constitute 90% rather than 0.1% of the biomass on an acre of land, we obtain far more edible calories per acre. As a result, 1 acre can feed many more herders and farmers, typically 10 to 100 times more, than hunter-gatherers. That strength of brute numbers was the first of many military advantages that food-producing tribes gained over hunter-gatherer tribes. In human societies possessing domestic animals, livestock fed more people in 4 distinct ways.